Tomorrow is a journey where everything can happen, where lightness is strong and strength is memorable, like good memories to come.
Tomorrow is where technology meets what matters and makes the difference.
Tomorrow is Proxys. Tomorrow is here.
Proxys by Samsonite.
In case you missed the show with Gene Danker and Edward Russell,
hear it on the podcast.
We'll catch you up right now.
Animals, animals. Or are we human?
Animal or human?
Okay, we're going to play the clip one more time. This is it. Animal or human? Let's go through some final few entries, shall we? Weed says here, the sound clip is a human burping after drinking a very carbonated drink.
Ragu is nicely tying today's one with yesterday's this or that and says, sounds like Edward's reaction when he sees baby poop.
Also, Samuel says here, it sounds like somebody who wanted to, was just burping basically after having some beer. Lots of human burping ones actually. So thank you so much for all of that.
Yeah, Moose says, sounds like a toad trying to mimic Edward, but Ed sounds better as a toad. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's a compliment. I'll take it. And Adam's got one step further. We're talking about like creating stories around these things. Adam says, hi, Gene and Ed. I think it's Edward practicing his best imitation of a croak. In case there is a casting for the role of a frog prince for a Disney movie that is based in Singapore, and that could be his breakout role into Hollywood.
Oh, okay. You really thought about it, Adam. Yeah. My goodness. Okay, you have a lot of time in the evenings. We know this because you're always cooking or thinking up stories for us. So we appreciate that. All right. I think it's time to reveal it. Can we play that clip one more time? That is the sound of a human. In fact, it's humans. Actually, it's me and Ed.
Yeah. So, thanks to producer Ian, by the way, for so nicely putting this together and also adding the sound of like a babbling brook or something in the background. So, it sounds like me and Gene are just like hanging out by the riverbed.
It's so funny. I to be honest, when I heard it, I was like, where am I in it? I don't hear myself in it. I only hear Ed.
So, the whole idea was, we'll play it one final time. This is Gene and myself. We were trying to mimic this, which is the real frog. I don't think we got close.
It doesn't sound anything like it. Well, I'll give us 5 upon 10 for that effort of trying to be the frog.
All right,
so,
fine.
Anyway, if you did guess, human.
Or humans.
Or humans, then I guess you get 1,000 points.
Cartoons. Entertainment news.
So Taylor Swift is buzzing about the response to her new album. On Sunday night, she shared some positive reviews of the Tortured Poets Department on her Instagram stories, alongside some lyrics quoted from her new songs. So Taylor shared a glowing review from Rolling Stone titled, "Come for the torture, stay for the poetry." In response, she quoted a line from the title track of TTPD, "And that's the closest I've come to my heart exploding." She also reposted UK outlet The Independent positive review of her album, which described her project as irresistible country-hued tales of relationships past and present. And in response, she quoted the lyric, "Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be," and that's taken from the title track of the album. Aww. Suffice to say, she's happy with her work, I think.
I think so, and why shouldn't she be? Meanwhile, which rock star is coming to American Idol? Jon Bon Jovi. He's going to be the guest mentor on the season 22 finale of American Idol. That's on May the 19th. He's going to mentor the final three finalists before a winner is announced. Now, he is the second Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to mentor this season after Kiss's Gene Simmons. He's still going strong, Bon Jovi and the band. Their new album Forever drops June the 7th. And on the subject of Bon Jovi, their docuseries Thank You, Goodnight premieres this Friday. It's a 4-part docuseries as Bon Jovi celebrate their 40th year.
Wow.
As one of the world's most successful rock bands.
Very nice.
40 years. Wow. Wow. And that's your entertainment news for today.
Cartoons. Entertainment news. It's time for your 6:15 Woosa.
Yes, it is. Woosa time on a Wednesday. And here is today's quote for you. Saying yes to happiness means saying... Oh, I screwed it up.
Oh, no.
I screwed it up.
Well, we can start again.
Let me get back into my Zen mode right now. And do it one more time. I need a Woosa moment. Saying yes to happiness means learning to say no to the things and people that stress you out.
There we go.
Got there in the end. Let's take a deep breath now. Singapore, breathe in. And let the stress of today out. Namaste, Singapore. We got Kelly back with us today. Kelly, how are you feeling about your chances today?
50-50.
Okay. Best of luck
Very
to
number.
You. Don't worry. Deep breaths, okay?
All right.
Your opponent is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Tell us something about yourself.
Hi, Edward. Hi, Chin. Okay, I'm middle-aged. I love to party and relax and chill out on the weekends.
Ooh, love to party, love to relax.
I like that. Whoa. Well, after partying, you have to relax.
Yeah, true.
Very nice. Well, Kelly, Daryl, we are playing for the $150 Bedrock Origin dining vouchers. It's that restaurant over at Oasia Resort Sentosa with some amazing cuisine.
Yeah, they have their signature steaks. They're dry-aged in-house and grilled over applewood fire, featuring favorites like the Bedrock pepper steak and the tomahawk steak as well. And if you're a seafood lover, then they've got you covered. There are options like the aged barramundi tail and the kingfish sashimi as well.
All sounds fantastic. All right, Kelly and Daryl, are we ready to battle it out?
Let's rock.
Here comes question number one. In the Netherlands, you can help migrating fish cross a Dutch canal by ringing a digital doorbell, but name any type of fish.
Daryl.
Kelly.
Daryl.
Seabass.
Yeah.
It was Tayo Cruz's birthday yesterday. Complete the name of his hit single, Dino What?
Daryl.
Daryl.
Mike.
Yeah.
Popular conveyor belt sushi chain Sushiro will open 3 new outlets by August. But what type of cuisine is it?
Daryl.
Daryl.
Japanese.
Yes.
The Singapore Mint has launched souvenir sets featuring our first series of currency notes. Spell money.
Daryl.
Kelly.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
There's going to be a supermoon tonight called the Pink Moon that is expected to appear after 7:22 p.m. Now, is a supermoon an extra large moon or an extra small moon?
Kelly! Extra large moon.
Yes!
This tech company has announced an event on May the 7th amid reports of new iPads. Which tech company is it?
Kelly! iPhone.
No, Apple.
Our nearest neighbors are rolling out a QR code immigration system for factory workers commuting to Singapore. Which country is this?
Daryl! Malaysia.
Yeah.
All right, producer Ian's got the scores.
Well, Kelly has got 2 in and Daryl has got 4 in.
Congratulations, Daryl. You did it. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Kelly. Hope you win tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kelly, wait. Don't put on the phone. Hang on.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, Daryl, congratulations, though. You enjoyed your Bedrock Origin dining experience over at Oasia Resort Sentosa, okay?
Alright,
yeah. Have a good week, Daryl.
Thanks.
Diving into
our pom-pom basket. Pom-pom basket time.
Yeah, we do have our winning entry, and it comes to you, Lynn. And congratulations to you, Lynn. You stay here. Hi, guys. I was on a work trip this past weekend. It was already like 11 p.m. Singapore time, Sunday, when I landed at my destination. I dropped my husband a text to say I had arrived safely, but I didn't text my kids, thinking that they would be asleep as the next day is a school day. Now, at close to 1 in the morning, my 13-year-old boy texted and asked if I had landed safely and that he loves me.
Aww.
That filled my heart with love immensely. And as you might guess, you know, teenagers and furthermore boys, boys. I'm not as explicitly affectionate. So that was particularly precious to me.
It also sounds like a good excuse, right? It's a school day the next day. It's 1 a.m. Why are you awake? I'm texting mommy. I love her. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably gaming or doing something all night long. But hey, Lynn, we love your entry so much. Congratulations. Enjoy your Sutta $100 dining vouchers.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic time heading down there. They are, of course, led by Chef Yuki Onishi, committed to providing you with a classic experience with each dish featuring premium, fresh, and natural ingredients.
Yeah, some of the dishes, by the way, include the original truffle shoyu soba, the premium char siu truffle shio soba as well. Don't miss out their high tea set for two for a Japanese afternoon tea experience. For more details, go over to their Instagram, Suta Singapore. That's T-S-U-T-A Singapore. Yeah,
congratulations. We'll be in touch.
Thanks for listening to the Catch Up Podcast of Cartoons with Gene and Ed. Enjoy the ride. This is Class 95.
Every day is a rewarding day with POSB Everyday Card.
Huh?
Starting with $388 cash back.
Make every day rewarding with a POSB Everyday Card. Apply for it now and get $388 cash back. Enjoy up to 10% cash rebates on daily essentials, plus up to 50% off family attractions like Mandai Wildlife Reserve tickets and up to 20.1% off fuel at SPC. Remember to apply with the promo code 388CASH today. TNCs apply.